Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Becca, do you want a clean that matches your vibe?
Sure.
Are you tired of meh smelling cleaning products?
Totally.
Well, then clean confidently with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. Its powerful, clean, and refreshing scents transform every room in your home into a coastal getaway.
Because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. Let's talk summer festivities, whether it's celebrating graduations, jetting off on summer adventures, or dancing the night away at the epic end of summer wedding. Macy's has got you covered. Seriously, Macy's is like my summer savior. I have a fancy wedding on the horizon, so now I'm on the hunt for the perfect black tie dress, and you better believe Macy's is my first stop. I mean, with brands like DKNY and Michael Kors, it's a no-brainer. Macy's is the MVP of wedding season. And speaking of summer vibes, I'm already daydreaming about lazy days by the pool. Macy's is my go-to for all things poolside. Bathing suits that make you feel like a million bucks, beach towels to soak up the sun, and even floaties to keep the kids entertained. They've seriously got it all. So whether you're glamming up for a special occasion or stocking up for summer fun, shop at Macy's.com or in-store to find everything you need to make this summer unforgettable. Don't miss out. Shop at Macy's.com or in-store, and let's make this summer one for the books.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We're Scrubbing In. And this is a bonus episode because this is a bonus episode week. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's why we're here on a Thursday. Check, check. It is Thursday. And we're excited because we have Colton Underwood on the show Scrubbing In. And we love Colton Underwood. I feel like, you know, I was trying to think back on when my obsession with him began. And I feel like I picked him. He was on Becca Kufrin.
He's on Becca Kufrin. Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like I picked him in my final four. So I've always just had a really strong connection with him. And every time we've had him on the morning show a ton, and we've had him on the podcast. And I just feel like he's a good egg.
He is a good egg. And he's, you know, gone through so much, and this is he's been on the podcast before, but this is like a new experience having him on the podcast because a lot has happened since we last talked to him. So I'm excited to chat with him, and we're going to get right into that interview right now. All right, you guys, so we have someone who has scrubbed in before, but today is a very new experience for this person, having them on the podcast. It feels like the first time. Please welcome Colton Underwood.
Yay! Almost like, well, let's just say that you, we had you as a caterpillar and now you're a butterfly.
Wow.
There we go. It only took a few years, but I have my wings now.
Oh, I love that. You look so happy and just like really good.
You do.
I am. I feel great. I'm like the healthiest, happiest I've ever been. And it's like a new lightness for me. But yeah, I'm in a very, very good place now.
I'm so happy for you. I mean, I feel that was, first of all, the most Tanya intro ever, because she loves a butterfly. So that like she really,
it really like you, I feel as though you had a transformation and you just blossomed in this beautiful butterfly, even though I do feel as though you've always been really happy and I've always really liked you. But I feel like you're stepping into your own, your truth, your light. And it just feels very symbolic.
Well, thank you for saying that. Yeah. My cocoon took some hits along the way. I'd said a lot of ups and downs and rolling around, and then I found myself. So yes, it's been a lot, but thank you for saying that.
I just want to say I'm so happy for you, and I feel really like a sense of, I feel very proud of you for what you've done, because I think being able to do what you've done and put yourself out there, especially with the fan base that you grew from The Bachelor, was a huge step. And I think, I don't know if people, a lot of people don't really understand like that process. And I can't even imagine your process of being the lead and being The Bachelor, having all these women. But I feel like no one can really understand the like gravity of that situation and what you did. But I just want to start with saying that. And I'm so excited to have you on and talk to you about what's been going on, because you've had a lot happening. But I just wanted to start with that and say I'm really just excited for you that you are fully, you just seem happy.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, my coming out experience was it was similar, and it wasn't to a lot of other people's, but it's clunky. Like right now, in our community, it's not the easiest of processes to go through with society. And I truly believed my Bachelor experience was going to sort of convert me. It was my conversion therapy towards myself and like who I wanted to be, because of what I thought my life was supposed to grow into, playing football, being a Christian, all of these things that sort of told me who I was supposed to be. And like, I love community, and I always seeked it out, so much so that I let my community sort of always tell me who I was and who I was going to be and what I needed to do with my life. So, now it's just obviously much different, but you know, unfortunately I can also still recognize, like, I wish I wouldn't have handled some things how I did. I brought a lot of people into this mess that I created and made. Obviously it led to my happiness, but I really brought a lot of people into it unnecessarily. And for that, I'm really like sorry for, but it's just been a transformation nonetheless.
We're not really super close, but I feel very close to you.
I've always loved the two of you so much. Like even running into you guys at like the MTV Movie Awards, TV Show Awards, and when your podcast is nominated, I always cheer for you.
I know.
But yeah, so I feel that the love is there. I feel the same for the two of you.
So I want to know, you know, moving, because you are engaged now.
Yes.
I want to know just kind of like the beginnings of that. Like, where'd you guys meet? How'd you meet? Who made the first move? How did it go from like dating, boyfriend, official to like, I need to know the process. I need all the things.
Oh man. So I was coming out to myself and working through the process, and it showed on my Netflix show. Like, I was still so uncomfortable. And I think, you know, I knew the group setting was going to be extremely uncomfortable for me, and I was very intimidated by it. So I wasn't really in a position to start dating like right away. I wanted to, you know, to take some time. And I did, despite what the media has out there right now, I did go on several dates, just very privately, which is another thing that I found boundaries are super helpful in this new relationship. Privately, like I went on a few dates and I was like, okay, like I like this, but I don't like that. You know, it's such a surreal feeling going through dating men, because I never thought that was going to be possible. So now like I had, you know, this opportunity, and a couple of them went okay. I think I like dated a handful of different guys. And then Jordan and I met through a mutual friend, and immediately I was like, oh, this is easy. And I didn't like know exactly what it was going to be. I just knew it was really intense, and it was a feeling that I wanted to keep feeling. And one thing led to another, and we really started just putting a lot of effort and energy into our relationship in the first few months, which I can thank Bachelor for, because we were having conversations that most people hold for like month three or four. And that's one thing I'm always grateful to the franchise, is they taught me how to have intellectual and meaningful conversations that are actually relevant and important to the relationship. So I just applied those same things that I did when I was the lead, and him and I hit it off, and we met each other's families quick. And it's just when you find that type of connection and spark, and it's just easy. And our communication is what I would say is like makes us successful, or what I'm like the happiest about.
Yeah. Talk to me about that.
Well,
because communication
I used to shut down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I used to, like, if there was something wrong, like, I didn't want to confront it, I would hide and run from it. And I mean, obviously, the biggest one of that is my sexuality. I would just run from the problem, look the other way, not confront it. And now, after really coming to terms with, okay, hey, that did not make me feel good, can we work on this? And vice versa, he does the same with me. And it's just so healthy and so new in my life. And I'm like, oh, I'm obsessed with this feeling.
Mm. That transparency. So I relate so much to everything you're saying. Like, even so, when I met, well, we call my significant other 95P on the podcast, but when I met 95P, it was so instant, and I had never been in love. And I just always thought, like, maybe I just am not, like, that emotional.
Yeah,
like, maybe
I would have these conversations about, like, I was like, because I'm such a lover and I love love, and I would just, like, explain it to her, and she was just like, I don't know if I have that chip in me. Yeah. She's like, I just don't think I'm ever going to feel that, you know? And then when she did, it was like, wow.
It was instant. And it's also the same thing. I shut down. I don't know if it's something in the, I don't know if it's something in the Christian community of, like, shutting down. Like, if you run from something or don't acknowledge it or confront it, it almost, you feel like you're keeping the peace when you're actually just causing more disruption. It's just maybe hidden or not acknowledged. But I did the same thing. And the thing about my relationship that I love so much is the communication. Like, I feel like I can navigate all my relationships better because of my relationship. And it's also a sentiment of growing up my whole life, you know, you would see, like, love is love. That was, like, the whole, that's like what people would say. And I, not that recently, but, you know, like, within the last few years, have realized that it's that simple. Like, it's that simple that the emotion, the feelings of love and what you put into it is the exact same no matter what gender the person is, how they identify. Like, that feeling and who you feel it with is the same no matter what it looks like. And I don't think, I have a really hard time understanding why people have such a problem with that when it does not affect them at all. And I just feel very, like, I relate to you so much because I have gone through very similar things, and I have felt so many of the feelings that you've felt.
That was one of my first conversations with my therapist. I'm part of two communities that I want to remain part of, one being the Christian community and then one who I was born to be in, the LGBTQ+ community. And they do not get along, or it's portrayed that they don't understand each other. And I was like, I don't want to be alienated in both of those by being a part of both of those. You know, I didn't.
Right.
So it was one of my early conversations that I had with my therapist. And when you really break it down, like what you were saying, Becca, it's like, love is love. And if you want to come at me and shame me for loving another man, you know, look at my past, like, look at what it led my life to be like. Like, I was miserable. I was not a good human. I was mad at myself. I did not have internal peace. And what I was showing and portraying to the world was I was this peaceful, happy, like, lighthearted guy. But in turn, I was super sensitive. I was super toxic and super vulnerable to a lot of people's words and criticism. And it was because that was sort of how I grew up in the Christian community, of, like, sort of knowing that what I was doing at, you know, at the groundwork, or what I was at least believed, like what I was told to believe,
right,
was that it was wrong. Mm-hmm. And then once that goes away, now all of a sudden I'm like, oh wait, I still have my relationship with God. I can still attend a service if I want to and not have to feel anxiety waiting for, you know, I remember my first time back to church after I filmed the show, I just didn't want, like, the pastor to take a stance against homosexuality and everybody in the church turn and look at me to see how I'm responding to it.
Right.
I remember that was my anxious feeling, is like, now all of a sudden I'm a representation of someone who is gay and a Christian, that when it does come up, are they all going to look at me for the answer when I'm still seeking it? Like, that's the reason I'm standing side by side with you at a Bible study, or, you know, trying to work on my faith.
Yeah.
But Becca, I mean, to your point, yeah, it's something that I think is an ongoing struggle, or something that I'm still seeking to find that peace with.
I think that people think they mean well. Like, I think people think they're doing the right thing. And I was that person for so long. So I have grace that because I've experienced something different and opened my eyes and my mind and my heart to something different, I had those thoughts and those beliefs. So I have grace for people who may not have been exposed to someone or an experience to see that. But I do think that they think they're doing the right thing. But I'm going on the record to say that most people, if they grew up Christian, they have heard all the Bible verses. They have heard what you're going to tell them. And they're questioning if they even want to stay in the circle because they don't feel included anymore. So pushing those on people, I think, pushes people further. And then the people who have never experienced God or Christianity, they have a horrible view on what it looks like. Right. So my mind, like what I'm trying, like my goal for Christians is to be like, just love people, like accept them, try to learn about them, like learn what their experiences and what they're learning through their, what they're going through, and like be there for them. Cause people are so cruel, but they think that they're doing good.
Well, I think the thing is, at least, you know, there's this stigma that Christianity or like faith in general means judgment. And it's really the opposite. Like faith is acceptance, you know? And I think we have to kind of get back to that, you know, that perspective of things, because I'll never forget. I remember I brought one of my girlfriends to church with me for the first time, and she is lesbian, has a wife, a family, and was never, you know, never really understood faith, but they were trying to get pregnant, and they said if they got pregnant, they would come to church because they were like praying about it, right? And they did. And so I brought her to church with me, and I introduced her to my pastor, and she literally just started crying right then and there because she was like, I've never felt not judged being at a church, or, you know what I mean? Like, your pastor made me feel so like welcome, and I've never experienced that before. And that broke my heart because I was just like, it's the opposite of how it should feel. You know what I mean? Like faith is love. And so you should feel accepted and warm and that. But I think that a lot of
times. Do you go to Zoe out here?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Okay. So is it Pastor Chad?
Yeah, it was Pastor Chad.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. I've met with a couple different people that attend to talk about where out here. So that was definitely one that I've been leaning towards, and I'm going to start attending.
Yeah. He's incredible. And him and Julia, they lead with acceptance and love. And that's exactly it. It's just that feeling of you're all welcome. Everybody's welcome. There's no judgment here. We just love God. And it was a really beautiful thing to see.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Rakuten's Big Give Week is back with 15% cash back. This week, May 6th through May 13th, Rakuten is having their biggest cashback event of the year. It's a festival of savings with big cash back at hundreds of stores. Don't miss headliners like Ulta, Good American, and Dyson, and top categories like fashion, beauty, electronics, and home essentials. I'm so excited to shop for all new makeup and even some pet products and treats for my dog, Sunny. And during Big Give Week, the cashback is bigger than ever. This is the perfect time to shop for everything you need for spring and summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. Rakuten really is the best way to shop. You can save by stacking cash back on top of deals. Plus, Rakuten deposits your cash back directly into your PayPal account, or they can send you a check. Rakuten has 15 million members who are already saving, and you can be one of them. Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cashback boost. That's an extra 10% cashback on top of the 15% cashback. You won't see higher cashback rates than these. So go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app, Rakuten. Shoppers, get it. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
We all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively.
Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down.
I feel like therapy, in all seriousness, it wasn't something I ever knew I needed until I started doing it. And I realized how much of an impact it had on my entire life.
I think the thing with therapy that's so good is I think that everybody has an ego. We all think that our way is the right way and it's the only way, when in reality, there is no right or wrong way. And I think therapy really opened me up to that. Like, I'm playing therapist in some of my relationships. That's right.
That's right.
That's how much therapy has helped me.
Well, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited for your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/scrubbing today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/scrubbing. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Is Jordan, do y'all align, like, because 95P and I have different faith backgrounds. And, you know, I think we get to learn from each other, which is really cool. But have you had that experience, or did Jordan grow up similarly to you? Or
Jordan grew up similar to me, but after he came out, he separated himself completely from the church and from faith. So we have different faith backgrounds. But it is one of the things that, like, what I love and adore and appreciate about him is he said, you know, like, hey, if it means a lot to you for me to attend church with you, I will. Like, I don't have to agree with it, but I'm going to be by your side, like, as you go through this. So, that's sort of eventually my goal. And that's why I've been very slow in the process for myself of reading books. I still am educating myself. And actually the show, CBS show that I just did with Mike Singletary, you know, he actually helped me. He's like, get in the word. He's like, the same Bible that's being used as a weapon against you. If you really break it down, Jesus hung out with that outcast. He hung out with people that were different. Like, he was there in all of the iconic stories and Bible verses. You're going to find love. And he's like, that's the premise of it is love. But back to Jordan, he pretty much was like, look, if it's important to you, it's important to me. So like, I'll attend if you want me to, but if it's something you want to do on your own, go for it. But we definitely have different views. And I think that's what's beautiful about it is we love one another and we're in a relationship and we don't agree on everything. And that's what being human is supposed to be.
Yeah.
So. My boyfriend is Jewish. So like very opposite of mine. And it's been the same way. People ask me often, they're like, how do you navigate 2 totally different faiths? And I'm like, it's weird because we're both just very open to learn about each other's faith. You know what I mean? I'm learning all about the Jewish holidays that I never knew about. And he came to a couple services with me when it was during the pandemic. So it was like online and, you know, like we're just both learning each other's, you know, traditions and faiths. And it's a really beautiful thing.
Well, you get multiple holidays and traditions now.
Right, right, right. Cool. December is basically just present filled.
Yeah. I was going to say, look at us all in relationships where we communicate and learn about each other.
Are we growing up?
Wow. Well, yeah, we're grown up.
Well, you did mention your CBS show, and that's called Beyond the Edge. And so you guys are doing this. It's kind of like Survivor, not Amazing Race. We talk about Amazing Race a lot on this podcast. So.
Yeah, I love Amazing Race. Oh,
I definitely can get down for some Amazing Race, too. what's interesting about it is Survivor based, but you're really just competing with yourself. And it was an opportunity when it first presented to me that I was like, I need something lighthearted. I want to go have fun. I want to go compete and get back to my roots. It was shortly after the Netflix show wrapped. And I was like, I have been yeah. through so much heaviness. Like, can you find me a project that I can go do on TV? Because that's, I like doing the TV and the entertainment side of things. Mm-hmm. But I was like, can we do it? But like fun.
Yeah. And not so heavy.
They're like, yeah, here's this opportunity. I was like, sign me up, done. So we get there and it was an incredible show. And the premise around it is we are all coming from different walks of life, all different beliefs, all different backgrounds. And we are working together to raise money for our respective charities. And the only way that you leave is if you quit and you tap out. And by quit, I mean, you push yourself mentally and physically to the point that you just cannot continue. And it was brutal conditions. Like, I wish I could sit here and be like, well, yeah, you know, there was a set and like crafts and services off to the side that you can go grab and eat. There was none of that. We slept on bamboo. We slept in the rain. Like the first night of the show, I maybe got 45 minutes of sleep. And I am like, I'm someone who, when they need to sleep, I need air conditioning, white noise, the right pillow, the right firmness to the mattress. Like, if you touch me here, like it has to be like, it's just like, I'm very picky. And I'm sitting there like, oh my God, I'm going to have to compete tomorrow on 30 minutes of sleep. This is going to be brutal. So it was very interesting.
I watch all those shows and I'm always thinking I could maybe do this except for the sleep part. Like if they could give me a bed, I think I could do it. Okay.
Yeah. I knew going into it that, and then I get hangry a lot. So I put on 10 pounds before I went for the show. Cause I was like, if I'm not going to be eating, I'm gonna have to compete here. Like I'm a big dude too. So like, if we get back to camp and they're just like, we're going to divide it equally. I'm like, I'm going to have problems with that. So I'm going to have to take care of my body.
Oh, literally nothing sounds worse to me. Like if somebody off, I'd be like, please do not sign me up. Do not sign me up. So like sleeping in rain on bamboo on an island, like it's a hard pass for me.
Poor Paulina like slept in a puddle on her bed and like woke up pruny. Like it was that intense. And it just like the show though, the underlying message of love, like what we were just discussing, mm-hmm. and coming together and accepting each other's differences and like political backgrounds, you know, genders, you know, sexualities, like none of it mattered. We were all in the jungle. At the end of the day, we were all in the jungle and we all had to love on one another and help each other out to push one another. And that's what I feel like our society needs to see more represented on TV than what currently is out there as far as like this decisiveness. So we're trying to do our part.
That is so true. Like everyone's so mad and like judgy towards one another. And we're like, if you put us all together, we would all have to work together regardless of it to survive. That's really deep, actually.
It truly was. Like, it was very like, if the world ends, we're all going to have to like put these differences aside and work together to survive. So what are we really doing with our time in the day and aren't the messages that we're putting out there?
Yeah.
Wow.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, May 12th. And if you're anything like me, finding the perfect gift for your mom can be a bit of a challenge. But fear not, Macy's Gift Finder is here to save the day. My mom is the most amazing mom and deserves the best gifts. So when it comes to finding a gift that matches her style, Macy's Gift Finder is my secret weapon. From chic handbags to fabulous fragrances, they've got it all. Mom, if you're listening, spoiler alert, I'm browsing the Macy's Gift Finder for your gift. My sister is also the best mom in the world, so I want to make sure that her Mother's Day is extra special. And thanks to Macy's Gift Finder, I can easily find something thoughtful to celebrate her too. With Macy's Gift Finder, you can search by price, category, or even gift lists, like gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, gifts for the mom who has everything, or even gifts for grandma. Seriously, Macy's has something for every amazing mom out there. They even have top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras, or the Samsung Smart TV, The Frame. Now, I'll admit, I'm usually a last-minute shopper, but with Macy's Gift Finder, I can breathe easy knowing that I'll find the perfect gift just in time for Mother's Day. No stress, no fuss, just pure gift-giving bliss. So whether you're shopping for your mom, your sister, or any special mom in your life, head over to Macy's.com/giftfinder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices.
You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit. We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses. They've got deals on dresses for days. I mean, every style for spring.
Don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. That brand name handbag at this price? Of course.
Deals on handbags? Yeah, hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Ross has something for everyone. Plus, each new shopping trip means new finds.
If you really love savings, head to Ross today. Believe me, your wallet will thank you.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
How long was filming? How long were you away?
I think in total we were away 21 or 22 days.
Whoa.
So it was, I think it's 10 episodes. It's 10 days out there in just the conditions and living if you make it that long. But it was a interesting process that I've never done before and much different than the shows that I've done in the past. But I had an incredible experience.
That, when does it air? When does it come out?
It comes out on Wednesday.
So, okay.
Nice. Yeah.
So it follows Survivor, I'm pretty sure. And then I don't know. I've been in too many different time zones recently to know exactly which one to say here. So I don't want to say it wrong.
It's okay. But this Wednesday is a podcast, so it's all time zones. So just, I think Wednesday CBS is perfect.
Wednesday night CBS.
That's perfect.
Yeah. You have a really, diverse resume of the things that you've done in your career so far.
I know. What's your next thing? Like, what's your kind of pie in the sky vision of what you want long term?
Oh, well, currently I'm working on a children's animation series. So that's been fun. I'm all over the place. But I just turned 30. I feel like this is my time to really explore and see what I'm really into. I mean, I've done the in front of the camera. And I liked it, but there was a balance of protecting my own privacy and my own mental health now that I'm really putting a value on.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to say I'm never going to do a reality TV show again, but I'm going to always make sure that I'm prepared and ready for it the next time I dive back into it. But I'm working on a kids animation show called Pocket Friends that has five characters that all resemble a topic that is relevant. So we have sexual identity with Calvin, the chameleon. Betty deals with body positivity. Sonia is a duck from two different species, and she deals with people of color and biracial people. Squirt has learning disabilities, and he's a turtle. And then Rip the Badger is a bully, and we're telling the story through the bully's point of view.
Wait, so, have you already done it?
We're about to announce who we're partnering with and who we're working with on it. So it hasn't come out yet. And then all the characters. It's interesting because this new Web3, and I hate even saying that because it has a weird connotation with it.
No, NFTs, I'm with you. I'm so with you. I am learning.
So I guess just to break it down, like I was the face of a couple different shows now, and you know, they go on to own my rights and my perpetuity and secondary sales and all of this. And I don't see any of that. So now this gives me an opportunity to create something, to own the IP. And then also the community that's involved with me gets to sit in on the production meetings, the character development calls, and actually be involved with the process. So we have an interesting point in our society right now with entertainment specifically and the Web3 that we can really help come together and tell authentic stories. So it's not the same people in Hollywood telling the same story every single time they fund a movie. But yeah,
that's, I mean, yeah, you're really doing it all. And I love that you're like, I'm just, whenever I have an idea, I'm doing it. Like you're just going for
it. If you're body positivity girl, if you need a girl for it, holler. I've always wanted to be an animated character. So
you have a good voice for that, Tanya.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I've always wanted to be like an animated character, but I don't want to just do it. I want it to be something that really represents like what I stand for.
I love, that's one of my prerequisites for all of the voices. So I will definitely put your name in there to the people who are casting the characters.
Okay.
I'm going to be voicing Calvin. So
I love that. As you should.
We can build out a little, or we can build out our world.
Yeah. Wait, I have a question for you just because I don't, I know that you used to play professional football and I don't know anybody in football. So I just want your take on it because the Tom Brady of it all just really confuses me. So he says he retired. And that means like you're retired, like you're not coming back to football. And then he just said he's coming back. Being in the professional football world, what would make him like, why would he do that?
Money.
I mean, I truly was shocked when he announced his retirement. Yeah. To your point, the gas prices got a little high and he has to go back to work. I was shocked that he retired in the first place, just because he didn't even get to announce it himself. It got leaked. It got out there. So I just, you know, not knowing Tom at all, but like I have a very good understanding of probably how his brain works. I thought that competitiveness in him. And I'm sure he's been retired, for 2 months, and he's seeing everybody else out there compete and get ready, and that competition aspect of his life kicked in. So he probably wanted to return. So I don't know. I mean, it's hard for people like that to sit on the sidelines and watch, especially when you've been as successful as you have been with him. So nothing at this point would shock me in anything that he wants to do in his life.
I like to.
You have mixed feelings about this, huh?
Me?
She does not care. She doesn't even.
No, I don't care. But my boyfriend's really into football. And so I like to hear other people say stuff and then bring it to him. Like I know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean?
That's good. Give her some lingo.
Like, give me some insight. Like,
oh, gosh.
What's his position again? I mean,
he's quarterback. Yeah. And I mean, you can retire, but whoever was your last contract still holds your, so he's going to be returning to Tampa Bay. So it's not like you can retire and then just switch teams when you unretire. So it's whoever holds your last contract. You still have to go back as long as there was
deals and terms on it. Dinner time. I'm going to be like, yeah, it's obvious he went back to Tampa because the last contract holds your card. So he can't just like go back.
There you go.
He's going to be like, wow.
Yeah, he's going to be like, you're right. But where did you learn that?
I love when that happens.
And then follow it up and be like, so what's your take on Antonio Brown? Just ask him that and just see where that conversation
goes. Hold on. I'm going to put that on my notes page. Antonio Brown. Okay. Is he a football player?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, while she's writing that down, are you in the wedding planning process or are you like just enjoying the engagement of it all?
Well, we decided that we were just wanting to enjoy it for right now. And then like we started looking and I'm realizing one, how backed up all of these venues are because of COVID.
Yeah.
So we've always wanted to be super non-traditional in our approach to our wedding. Like he has so many friends. I have so many friends that our bridal party and our groom's party, whatever you want to call our parties, are going to be huge. So we have a different vision for our wedding that is going to be more of like a celebration and a process and it is like a ceremony.
And it's
more right now, I'll tell you, it's more right now building the guest list that is a little tricky because we both have the rules of no ring, no bring, because we just don't want to have to introduce ourselves to your significant other. Well, yeah, to a certain point, like if we haven't met you or hung out with you or have like a relationship with you outside of you just being a significant other to a friend of ours, we're going to be savage and sort of say like, we'll see you at the celebration. I mean, is look, listen, when you break down your wedding, you can only get X amount of minutes with people, and we just want to enjoy our close friends and our family.
Yeah, I get that.
I totally respect that. I think people get so stressed out with who they're inviting that they can't even enjoy themselves because their planning of all of that stuff takes
no
over.
No ring, no bring. Totally. That's so funny. I've never heard that.
Yeah. I said it earlier, and like I think people.com misquoted it as like no rain, no brain. And I was like, what are you guys like? They misquoted me and something that I said when I was like, no ring, no brain. Cause I like that was like a term that I thought was more common, but obviously it's
no,
not.
I've never heard it, but it's very funny.
Oh, gosh. Well, now you can adopt it for whatever your guys is. And I love the fact that. Wait, Tanya, do you still have a code name for your guy? I thought it's
I used to call him Red Star just to consistency.
Continuity.
Yeah.
Continuity.
Yes. I call his name's Robbie and I share him and it's not, I don't hide him or anything, but for consistency, I call him Red Star because it's just, that's what I started with. So
smart. Yeah. Well, I love your guys' approach in that because like as somebody who sort of had to learn boundaries and like figure out what was healthy and right for me in my relationship. Like the fact that you guys are consistent and doing that. And I think it's cool. And it's also like relatable. Some people get overwhelmed and anxious and they just don't need other people in their relationship. So.
Yeah. I find so much, I'm so protective of my relationship. And I also like, I think within time, it'll eventually all be public, but I don't think I'll ever overshare my relationship ever again. I think I did that with my last one. And I can share it, but I get to choose like how much of it I share. And I feel like you've done a really good job with that too. Like, I feel like you post it, you're open about it, but there's not this like onslaught of like content.
No, I've learned, obviously going through that in the past, you just open yourself up to criticism and people that want to dive in. I mean, even like on Watch What Happens Live, Andy asked me if I was signing a prenup and that's like, it went everywhere. And I was just like, what? Like, I forgot that anything that has to do with my relationship, people hold on to and have an opinion about. And I'm like, oh shoot, I gotta keep reminding myself just to like, have an answer to protect the relationship.
Yeah. But I think at the end of the day too, it's just kind of like, everyone's gonna have an opinion about everything.
Yeah.
So for me, it's like, I can't hold it in because I love so much. So it's like, I have to share because I can't not, but there's like an aspect of, so he has two kids and he keeps those super, super private. So like, that's really that's where my line is. That's like kind of where my boundary is. You know what I mean? So it's like, I'll share anything about us, but I keep his kids out of it just to respect him and them and their privacy. Yep. But yeah, I don't know. I just think everybody has an opinion, and if people DM me stuff all the time. And I'm just like, bye. I roll. I don't care.
Or you respond and they're like, they send something mean and then I'll respond and they're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you responded. I'm like,
those are the worst.
Were you just being mean to get my attention? Worst. This is cruel.
Yeah, we had that conversation early on too. And he's, he's still working. And he's like, I'm going to work on being more comfortable with being in the public. But for right now, like these are sort of where I want to stay. And
he's more private.
Very private.
Does he have Instagram? Should I follow him?
He does. He does have Instagram, but
I don't think we want to announce it on here for his sake.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, he just wasn't really used to this. He's been in the industry, but not really in the industry. He's in the background of it with the social impact work and the political side of things. But he just, once again, just like the communication, he's like, I understand you're a public figure. And I understand that like you get excited in interviews and you share what is on your heart. And I happen to be like part of that now. So he's, it's very much like, I'll try to get more comfortable with this. And he's just incredible. So.
Oh, I'm so happy for you, Colton. Yes.
It's slow and steady because that's how my boyfriend was in the beginning too. Cause he's an attorney. So he's just like very like not in the entertainment industry at all. So he thought it was like, he was like, this is so weird. And now he like could care less. I can post whatever I want about him. He just does not care. So it's like, it was a journey.
We had our first airport person come up and I'm so happy for the two of you, Jordan, you're this. And he's like, I didn't even say my name, how they know my name. And I was just like, because if you look over there, we're in people like, and it's like, this is part of it.
Oh, I love him. Yeah, I love him.
I feel like he sounds like a perfect balance for your life. For sure. So,
yeah,
I love that for
it's
you.
A good balance. Yeah. Yes, thank you.
Well, thank you for coming on Scrubbing In, and we are so happy that you're happy, and wish the best for you and everything. I'm sure the next time we talk to you, you'll have like 7 other shows up and going. But
for sure. And everybody, make sure you check out Beyond the Edge. It's on Wednesdays, CBS. Check your local listings for time.
Thank you guys for having me on. I love and respect appreciate you guys so much.
Oh, we love you too, Colton.
Oh, we feel the same way.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by 2 sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
Yes. At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses.
And don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. Deals on handbags? Yeah. Hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Believe me, your wallet will thank you. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference.
That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps get them through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.